Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was going to try to get past the conference thing early on in the show. The new twist is Bob Boolsby's allegations against ESPN, ESPN denying it, that there's been any kind of tampering or efforts at destabilization of the remaining elements of the Big 12. With that in mind, we continue on the hotline, 869-1240. Justin takes time out of his day. Justin, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you very much. What do you got?
Well, I kind of see Paul's point in some way. On the surface, what Bowlesby's doing looks a little bit like whining, I guess. But I also think it's pretty smart because, as you say, Bruce, they're kind of on their heels, as you said, I think.
Sure.
Backs against the wall. And I think, you know, if you want to keep the conference going, keep it alive, you kind of got to, you know, do what you got to do and expose all these people that are kind of trying to break it apart. So,
well,
I kind of agree with both of you, but I'm probably more of agree with you, Bruce.
All right. Well, fair enough. I mean, and it's not an either or, really. I mean, it can be a combination thereof. And thank you for the call, Justin. I appreciate it. Paul, I'll go back to the question, though, that I was asking before the break. Who has let's just think between. If the American is the most likely place to strike a deal with, and I think that you feel that way, right?
I do. The American, at this point, yes, I do.
Yes,
now.
Yes, the American over, say, the Mountain West, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So, which one would be striking the deal? Would it be the American to absorb elements of the Big 12? Or would it be the Big 12 trying to cherry-pick from the American? I'm not sure that there's a clear-cut answer there.
Are you saying not everybody from the American and not everybody from the Big 12 would go into this?
Yeah.
Or they would take them?
I'm saying maybe.
Okay.
I don't think the Big 12 would take the American as is. There's too many levels that you got to deal with. I mean, you've got Wichita State as a basketball playing member only.
Right.
You've got some elements that you personally, I don't have a problem with Navy, who I think plays football in the American. I don't particularly care about Temple or East Carolina. I don't care about Tulane. With all due respect, I don't particularly care about Tulsa, but I do care about Central Florida. I do care about Southern Florida. I do care about SMU and Houston, and I care about Cincinnati and Memphis. Those are the six institutions in the American. If you are in the Big 12, I think that you probably are looking at. But what incentive would they have to go to the Big 12? And does Central Florida and USF want to start working, for instance, with a footprint that is smack in the middle of the country?
Therein
from
lies
the state
part,
of Florida?
Well, there lies the part of the problem, doesn't it, Bruce?
I mean, yes, it does.
When you get right down to it, population, where you are, what part of the country you are in has a lot to do with it. Kansas, by in terms of the amount of potential advertisers and television sets that can tune in, is a fairly small state, really, when you get right down to it.
Oh, yeah, Iowa, of course it is.
Also a fairly small state. West Virginia, also a fairly small state when it comes to what today's world is all about in terms of television, which are the potential number of television sets that can turn on and the potential amount of revenue that can be generated based upon those television sets. So you look at, I just gave three examples. I didn't say Oklahoma because, you know, at least you got a million population city in Oklahoma City and what's Tulsa? 500,000 at least, I know. So
yeah, but Oklahoma is a brand.
A brand.
Oklahoma is a brand that Oklahoma has, is a national brand.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State's a damn good program, really good program, and they don't apologize to anyone, but they're not a national brand. Can
right.
we agree with that?
I can because I mean, absolutely Oklahoma yeah. sweeps down the plains, if you know what I mean.
Right. And Texas, by the
Did
way.
Did you get that?
Yes, I got you. I got your reference.
Okay.
I just chose not to comment.
Well, geez.
Texas is also a national brand. Don't come at me with Texas has not been this and they have not been that and Texas hasn't won championships and they haven't done this and you know it doesn't make any difference. They're the largest revenue producing athletic department in the country.
Right.
Texas is number one in the country in terms of revenue produced by its athletic department. Its level of competitiveness, like if you're going to give me that. You know, they're only the fourth best record in the history of the Big 12. Okay, fine, I'll listen to that, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in terms of the brand that they have, and their brand is national. Oklahoma and Texas have national brands.
They do.
No one else except for Kansas basketball.
Yes, I was going to say
has a national brand in the Big 12. That's just the way it is.
That is correct. And I'm amused at some of the articles. I think I've read two articles so far with regards to Oklahoma State and the fact how attractive they are based upon the fact that they have multiple helmets, multiple jerseys. Multiple.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're the Oregon of the Midwest.
There you go. But I find it interesting. People find that attractive, and a reason for Oklahoma State to end up something. No, I'm serious. I've read it in at least two or three articles.
Well, I know. I mean, for God's sakes, Oklahoma State is attractive because they're a competitive athletic department. They're good in football. They're good in basketball. They're very good in some of the Olympic sports. Fantastic. Golf program. I mean, I'm not dissing anybody that's left. I'm saying there are no other. You can take Texas and Oklahoma, combine them, and they bring more than the rest of the league combined.
I think that's probably right. I don't know, but I'll bet that is right. I'll bet that is not far off.
And that's not a diss on any of the programs.
That's not.
It's just different creatures.
Yes.
It's 100,000 seat football stadiums. It's revenue in the hundreds of millions of dollars or more, billion. I mean, it's a different world. So that's where we're at. All right, we're going to turn the page. Let's get to the Olympics. Part of what's on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets, the home of the Daily Lunch Special. Coming up next, we'll get with our check in Tokyo. How we're doing. Paul wants to get into the medal table, and I know what direction he's going. I'll let him go. He's got something to say. Americans, though, Paul, doing pretty well today already.
Not bad.
Might want to keep that in mind. Yep, might want to keep that in mind. But we'll get into that as we continue in just a moment. My buddy Paul Savage, Jack Chambers, producing Sports Daily on the sports station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.